We are up to Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yes.
So we just talked. We just finished talking about Truma, which they call Shemen Srefa. Morning, Evan. The reason they call it Shemen Srefa is because the Truma, when it becomes Tame, has to be burnt. So now we're going to talk about a very interesting, theoretically, a very thought-provoking Gemara, I thought, when I read through it the first time, which is about when do you mention Chanukah in your davening, specifically when it comes to other days, which we'll see in a soon, whether you should mention Chanukah when you usually wouldn't have those extra insertions in davening anyway. So then why would you include Chanukah in them? We'll see what I mean in a second. Ibai Elihu. Ma'o lahazka shel Chanukah birkas habazon. Should you mention Chanukah when it comes to benching? Okay. We have to sort of retrain our minds to not assume the ending here. But keva mi d'rabanan hu lo ma'at kru'inan. Because it's d'rabanan, maybe you shouldn't mention it. Ol dilma mishum pirsuminisa ma'at kru'inan. Or did the rabbis specifically want to mention it because it's something which would more publicize and popularize the miracle. So Amar Rav Schora Amar Rav Huna. In Omaskir, you don't mention Avim Balahaskir, and if you're going to come mention it, Maskir Bauda. I don't know what that means, if you're going to mention it. But if you're going to mention it, you should mention it in the Brach of Hoda.
I think it means you don't have a chiyuv to mention it, but if you want to mention it, you can mention it in Hoda.
Yeah, but like, what would you mention? You can't just like decide to mention it. I don't know. I mean, that's what the words mean. Yeah, but like, it's just strange. Where else do we have a halacha that like you can just voluntarily add a strict text about something into davening? But either way,
I mean, just like we can add a prayer for a chola into Rifa'inu.
Correct. I hear that. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's true. But here it's saying you would do it in Al Hakol. I assume that's what it means by Hoda. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Kol Bei Rava Savar Al Kru Bevon Yerushalayim. He thought you should put it in Bevon Yerushalayim. Amar Luhu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, no, it's like Tefila. Ma Tefila Bahoda. Av Berkas Hamazon Bahoda. Just like you say Al Hanisim for Chanukah in the middle of Modim. So too, you should say it in Al Hakol. So Yibai Luhu Ma'ala Haskar Rosh Chodesh Berkas Hamazon. What about Rosh Chodesh? So this would seem, based on the distinction that we were saying before, if it's all about Daresa Durabanan, so then Rosh Chodesh should be obvious. Of course it would be in Birkas HaMazon. So Imtim Salom Rechanaka Durabanan Lo Tzarech Rosh Chodesh Daresa Tzarech. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh, which is Daresa, you should definitely put into your Birkas HaMazon. Ol Dilma, Kevin Delo Asur Basiyas Malacha Lo Mat Karinan. Or maybe because Rosh Chodesh doesn't have an Isra Malacha, you shouldn't mention it. This presumably, I would think, is only according to the opinion that would say you don't mention it by Chanukah, because Chanukah doesn't have Asiyas Malacha unless Pirsuminisa is just that strong. That it would outweigh the condition of Asiyas Malacha, of no restriction of Malacha, but the restriction of Malacha didn't even come into play in the first conversation, so I don't know. So Rav Amar Maskir, Rav Chanina Amar Eno Maskir. Rav says you mention it in, you mention Rosh Chodesh, you say in Yalav Yavo, one says you don't. Amar Rav Zrika Nekot Devar Derav Yadecha. You should hold like Rav that you do say it. Dekai Rav Yoshik Vasei, because Rav Oshaya thought like, give the tiny Rav Oshaya, Yom Sheish Pen Kar Mustaf Kagon Rosh Chodesh B'chol Shemoed, Arvez Rav Shachas Mech Bespalel, Shemone Esri V'Omer Me'en HaMa'or Ba'avodah. So he says that when it comes to the times when you bring a carbon musaf, so those are also the times like Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, and then Kal Vachomer the other yomtifs. So then, at Maariv, at Shachar, Sena Mincha, you say Shemon Esrei, and you say in accordance to the avoda during the avoda. Basically, you would talk about the carbon musaf during modim, during ritzei, right before modim starts. Right, that's the alav yav. That's what we're talking about. V'im lo amar, and if you don't say, if you miss Yalav Yavo, even on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, you would still have to machzir, so you still have to repeat Shemon Hasrei. V'im b'hem kiddush al kos, however, you don't say kiddush. V'yesh b'hem mezkar b'berkos amazon, however, you still mention it in benching. Yom she'ein b'hem kar b'musaf, kigon she'ni v'chamishi, v'she'ni v'tahaniyos ma'amados. This is an interesting phrasing, the Gemara is going to pick up on it. And the times that you don't say it, you don't mention it, are the times that you don't mention, you don't have a Karban Musaf, like a Monday, Thursday, or Monday, and a fast day, and the Ma'amados of the Beis HaMikdash, which it talks about in Gemara Tanis. So Gemara says, Sheinu Chamishi Ma'avididayu. Why would we ever think to mention anything on Monday and Thursday? Ela Sheinu Chamishi V'Sheinu Shel Tanios Ma'amados. Something called Bahab, if people are familiar with it, used to be a fasting exercise that they would do after Yontifs. We don't really follow it anymore. Some people say Slichos now, but we don't really fast in those days anymore. And therefore, the Gemara is saying here that even though it's a special day to fast Bahab, the Monday, Thursday, and Monday, somewhat after every Yont, after Pesach and Sukkot, even though that's the case, it's a special day, but it doesn't have any special insertions for... It doesn't have unique insertions for davening. It has the regular fast day stuff. So for the fast days, you say it... Is it for the fast days? Yeah, you say it inside of Shomei Tefillah. Aneinu or something like that. If you don't say those things in machzirna, so you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei, it's not that integral to the day. And I guess not so obviously, but I would think obviously, you don't have kiddush on a fast day, on a kos, and you also don't mention it in benching. I know it has to say that if it's talking about a fast day, but either way. So here's an interesting question. Do you mention Chanukah in Musaf? Because we know usually on a regular day of Chanukah when nothing else special is happening, so you don't have a Musaf. So if on a regular day for Chanukah you never mention it in Musaf, so now let's say it's Shabbos or it's Rosh Chodesh, and you're saying Musaf. So typically that Musaf would include anything that's specific to that Musaf. So it's for Shabbos, or it's for Rosh Chodesh, you'll mention the Shabbos Karbanos, or you'll mention the Musaf Karbanos. What about Chanukah? Do you mention anything about Chanukah inside of Musaf, which you wouldn't have had anyway beforehand, otherwise? It's an interesting question. Kevin delays be Musaf b'didei lo ma'azkirin, because it doesn't have its own Musaf. So maybe you shouldn't mention it. O dilma yom tov, yom shehu chai ba'arba tefilos. Or maybe it's a day which has its own I'm not really sure how to translate this, but it's a day where you talk about the special things going on that day. And there are four davenings.
So whether it's an issue of saying it at the points that are relevant for the carbon, or that it's just something that's said throughout the day. So you have four davenings, you say it four times.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think that's a good way to understand it. Basically, is it specific to its carbonos? That meaning that Musaf is a time when you talk about the extra carbonos, or is it just another davening? So if it's just another davening, so it's just a fourth davening. So maybe you should mention it in Modim again. So Rav Huna v'Rav Huda d'Amar Rav Ayu Eino Masker. They say not to. I think we do mention it. We do say Al Nisim in our Musaf davening.
Yes, we do.
Right. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, d'Amar Rav Ayu Masker. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan say, as we do in the end of the day, we do mention it. So Amar Rav Ayu Rav Yosef Hadar Rav Huna v'Rav Huda d'Amar Rav Hu. That shita of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda that you don't say it is like Rav. Interesting shita that Rav said that if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so you make a maftir, like you say the Haftorah normally for Shabbos, but you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachos, because if it wasn't Shabbos, you wouldn't make any Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. Do we mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah?
We do a
special haftarah, but right. We don't mention it in the...
Yeah, that's interesting. I was just thinking that. We do like a special Rosh Chodesh or even a Machar Chodesh haftarah, but we don't actually mention the Rosh Chodesh in the bracha. Interesting.
Don't we have inserts for Rosh Chodesh?
No, that's only for Yom Tov, I think.
Only
yeah, interesting. So Mi Dami says that no, that shita of Rav can't be the source of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who say that you don't mention it, because Hasam Navi de Rosh Chodesh like a klal. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you never have anything called Maftir. There's no such Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. Hacha is, or there's no Haftorah brachos for Rosh Chodesh on a regular day. Hacha isi be'arvis of Shachar Sumincha. But when it comes to Chanukah, inserting Al Hanisim, so there is an institution on other times where you say Al Hanisim in the other Shmon Esrays. And therefore, they're not the same case, because there's no precedent to include a haftorah bracha for Rosh Chodesh inside of the haftorah for Shabbos. But it would be very easy to just put Al Hanisim into Modim for the Shabbos Musaf Shmon Esrei, though. To Amar Rav Ach Ela Lahadami, rather it's more similar to the following case. To Amar Rav Achadvoy. Amar Rav Masna Amar Rav Yom Tov Shchal Yos B'Shabbos. If there's a Yantif on a Shabbos, Hamafter Benavi B'Mincha B'Shabbos, Eino Tzarich Lahazko Shayom Tov. A person who's delaying Haftorah at Mincha on Shabbos doesn't have to mention Yantif Shel Mali Shabbos Einavi Mincha Yom Tov, because you would not normally say Mincha. You wouldn't normally have Haftorah at Mincha on Yantif. Now I know what you're going to say. What are you talking about? There's no Haftorah at Shabbos either. So why is anybody saying Haftorah at Shabbos Mincha? Truth is, Rashi says, Matzasi b'tshuvas ha-ga'onim, shehayu regilim likros b'navi b'shabbos u'smincha. They used to say haftorahs at mincha on Shabbos. We'd have to start mincha earlier than just whatever it is, 110 minutes before it says. Right? They used to actually have haftorah then. Asar psukim, they would have 10 psukim. Uvime parsayim, when the Jews lived in Persia, or under the rule of Persia, gazar gezer shalol asos, that they made a distinct, they made a gezer, you should not read from Haftorah anymore on Shabbos Mincha. It's very interesting. Historically, a historical point, I'm sure the Steinsaltz has a long footnote on this or something, that the Jews used to actually read Haftorah on Shabbos Mincha, and for some reason, when they became under the Persian Empire, they stopped doing it. Rashi doesn't tell us much more than that, but that's what he says. I'm sure David's looking through it right now.
This continued in some communities through the period of the Gaonim.
But why?
So, saying Haftorah at Mincha.
Yeah, but why did they stop?
It just says the persecution of the Jews by the Persian kings. Why they persecuted them, I don't know.
And they allowed them to keep just laying regular Torah, but not the Haftorah? I don't know. Interesting. Hey. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. I also need you.
Okay, I'm going to come up in a few minutes, okay? Thanks. V'leisech z'kholhani shmaisa. El kihad amar of Yeshua ben Nevi, we pass on the following Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos HaMispal Ne'ila Tzarech La'atzker Shal Shabbos. You still mention Shabbos even in Ne'ila, which is a fifth tefillah, which you don't have. Okay, then you wouldn't typically have Shabbos, but you still mention Shabbos. Yom Hu Sheniskayev Ba'arba Tefillos, because Shabbos is a day when you always mention Shabbos in all of the davenings. What does it mean? Arba Tefillos, based on how we understood it before, I don't know. Rashi says, Lav Tefillos Halayla Bechlau. Okay, Rashi says it's a day. In the daytime, you have four Tefillos. And therefore, it's just a day that you have four davenings as opposed to three. And therefore, you always mention Shabbos. And the other three, you're going to mention Shabbos also in the Ila. So, Kash Hilchza Hilchza. But wait a second, there's a contradiction. Amar Hilchza Kerev Yishuv and Leva Kamelan Hilchza Kerev. Dam Rav Yom Tov Shachal Yosef Shav Shleich Tzio Hayor El Nei Teva Arvis Eino Tzarech Lahatzker She Yom Tov Shalom El Shabbos Eino Shleich Tzio Biyor Arvis Biyom Tov. We say that you're supposed to mention you're supposed to mention Shabbos in the Ila, but at the same time you don't mention Yantif when we have the in Magen Avos after Shmon Esrei on Shabbos night. Right? If it's a Shabbos Yantif, so you should mention Yantif also, but we don't do that. So which one is it? So no, hachi hashta hasa medin hu da'afil b'Shabbos na'amil tzarich for rabbanu to takin mishum sakana. the whole point of Magen Avos is a completely different reason. It's to allow the people that come late to still make sure that they're being safe and that they're walking carefully through the night, and that might cause them to come to Shabbos late, to come to Shabbos davening late, and therefore we want them to also walk home safely with everybody else and not have to stay in shul by themselves and then walk home by themselves. When it comes to Ne'ilah, those are real davenings that we have to have for Yom Kippur. Yet, Dave, did you have something?
Avot is an extremely strange prayer. I mean, it's
very unique.
It's very unique. You know, we say it's because they came late, but why don't you add something more random as opposed to like a mini Chazarat HaShatz?
Right.
You're creating a mini Chazarat HaShatz. What an odd thing to add. Say something like Bamadlikin. They said Bamadlikin because they came late or something.
We have a few things like that.
The question is a good one. Why don't you add something for Yom Tov into it? It's because it's a mini Chazarat HaShatz for some reason.
Right, and if it's really a mini Chazar Seshat, so you should include it like it includes Hal Nisim during Musaf and stuff like that. But yeah, the Gemara thinks that it's not relevant. Okay, Vulova Aliyah, and you can't use a sheep's tail for, you can't melt down a sheep's tail for the sheep's tail fat for the oil for your candle. If you look back to the Mishnah, so it sounds like the Tana Kama, which says you can't use it, then there was Nachum Hamadi, who says you can use it, and then the Rabbanu come and say you can't use any kind of fat. So So it's because of the statement of Rav Brona Amarav. What did Rav Brona Amarav say? The Shari Adi Tarav Hashem and Kol Shirashi says that Rav Brona Amarav allows you to use this fat, the tail fat, for the sake of for mix, if you're going to mix it in with good oil. But the only problem is we don't know whose shita was who. So we have an alchemy, we just don't know who holds what. I don't know if there are any ramifications for not knowing who holds what, but that's what the Mishnah said, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, Mishnah. The Tanakhama says you can't use this burnt oil, meaning truma oil, as we said yesterday. You can't use that on Yantiv. Rabbi Yishmael says you can't use Itran, which is tar, because it's not. It smells bad and it's not covered for Shabbos. V'chacham say you can't use any oil. You can use sesame oil. You can use nut oil. You can use turnip oil. You can fish oil, gourd oil, with tar. B'shem and pakuos b'itran uvneft, with neft. I assume we're going to look into it.
Neft. It's a crude oil product. It's a petroleum product.
Oh, okay. That's the actual name.
And it smells bad.
Also smells bad. Okay, so the chachamim are much more lenient. They say you could use whatever you want. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Malik Ela B'shemen Zayis Belvad. You can only use olive oil. Okay, my time, what's the reason? Lefisha ain't sarfin kashim b'yomto. The reason you can't use truma oil, as we said yesterday, is because you're not allowed to burn the kachim on yantif. I guess a voluntary kachim on yantif. Menahani mili.
He says disqualified kachim that have to be burned.
Like carbonos that have to be burned.
The disqualified ones that are, something's gone wrong, and so you have to burn them.
Right, so we make an extension that applies even to truma, which it would not usually apply to, because truma is not a normal carbon. It has stuff, but right. So how do you know? Amar v'chizka v'chein tani divay chizkia. Amar karav lo simen ad boker v'anos amar v'en ad boker. The pasuk says you shouldn't leave over anything from the carbon pesach until the morning, and anything that you leave over should be burnt in the morning. So what did he say? What did he say in the morning twice? Shein tam lomer ad boker. Mat tam lomer ad boker. Ba hakasu litzi in the boker shein nils refaso. That when it comes to burning the extra stuff of the carbon Pesach that you have to burn, you don't burn it the next morning, meaning on Yatif. You burn it the morning after the next morning, meaning the first day of Chol Hamoed. So that's what the Gemara says. And therefore we learn that you can't burn kachim on Yatif. Clearly, because the pasuk tells us you're supposed to burn the Karban Pesach the day after Yantif. So Amar Rabbi, Amar Kra, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbatah, v'lo Ola Chol b'Shabbos. He says another way to get to that is the pasuk says you only burn Shabbos Olas, only burn Shabbos Karbanos on Shabbos, v'lo Ola Chol b'Shabbos. You can't burn other things, non-Shabbos Karbanos on Shabbos, v'lo Ola Chol b'Yom Tov, and similarly non-Yom Tov, non-week, you can't burn weekday stuff on Yatif also. Same halacha. Rav Amar Kra, Hu Levada Yaseh Lechem, Hu Levada Machshirin. You can only do these things for Yantif, right? This is a Ochel Nefesh, I think. That's how you know you're allowed to use things. You're allowed to use fire to prepare your food, but you can't use other things to prepare your. You can't use fire to prepare other things, which might help you for food. Somehow, this is referring. The Machshirin is referring to also not burning up Truma or other Kachim. I'm not sure how you would call that a machshirin, but either way, okay. And then levado tells you you're allowed to only burn, you're allowed to only do. I think this means like heating up water for. What it means? Oh no! Even levado, only the food things you're allowed to do, but any other prohibited activities. Even a mila, even a bris mila, which is at the wrong time, you're not allowed to do, which we get from a kal vachomer. Okay, we'll have to talk about that when we get to Maseches Beitza, so or later on in Shabbos, it talks about mila on Shabbos. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar Shabbos Shabboson Asay Vahavile Yom Tov Asay Vlo Asay Vein Asay Docha As Los Asay Vasay. So you have a mitzvah of Yantiv to refrain from doing things on Yantiv, or that you should. That you should rest on Yantif, and then there's an Isser Malach on Yantif, and therefore you can't do one mitzvah, meaning burning the Truma. That one mitzvah can't override the other mitzvahs of Yantif, of resting on Yantif, and of not doing any prohibitions on Yantif. Therefore, you're not allowed to burn the Truma. There's a problem with this, but. We're not going to get into it now because presumably you'd be doing hadlakas neros with the shrem and srefa. That's the whole point. In which case, it wouldn't just be a one versus a two. I mean, it wouldn't just be the srefa skachim against shabbason and malacha. It would be srefa skachim and hadlakas neros versus the two ones on yantif. Either way, the gemara doesn't.
But wouldn't those both stand alone? In other words, wouldn't you do the test, each one independently, an assay, dochalos, assay, assay, and then another assay, dochalos, assay, assay, not saying it's two against an assay, los, assay?
I mean, you could say that, but they're happening at the same time, so why wouldn't you put them together?
Because they're still independent.
I don't know.
But they're still both assays, so it's still... You know, you still don't have a losa assay. So I
mean, yeah, but you don't have to match it up so cleanly because usually the concept is assay docha losa assay. Usually the assay can outweigh a lota assay. And there are some instances when an assay is docha an assay. So it could be that we just can't get rid of the assay. It depends. This is sort of like one of those lumdus things. You have to figure out what exactly does this whole phrase mean that you can push away mitzvos, and what are the elements of the math. Some things can push away, some things can't push away. All right, for a different time, just an interesting thought process. Rashi says here, Afagav to hadlakas ner b'yom tov, malacha al-matera si hov ha-avaras shar kachim she'en ha'ani mehen ne'asar and gamzu lo yetzim na klal. We have to figure out what Rashi's talking about too. Anyways, that's a tough one too. All right, shkayach everyone. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Have a good day.
Good day, Aaron. Good day, Leonard.